You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024. You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
Hi there, this is Play Me a Recipe. I'm Joy Wilson, better known as Joy the Baker, coming to you from my kitchen here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Today we'll be making no-churn chocolate fudge ripple ice cream. We'll link the recipe in the show notes. We'll be gathering our few ingredients and doing everything alongside one another today, so feel free to pause or jump back using the podcast chapters if you need a little more time. Are you ready? Let's get started. All right, here are the ingredients and some of the equipment we'll need to bring together this easy no-churn coffee ice cream. I have one 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. We'll use the whole thing. I have a teaspoon of pure vanilla extract, a quarter teaspoon of kosher salt, 2 ounces of cream cheese, and you want that softened to room temperature, 2 cups of heavy cream, that's the good stuff, and then because we want to make this coffee fudge ripple ice cream, I'm going to use 2 teaspoons of instant espresso powder. I like to use espresso powder because it's a little bit stronger than the dehydrated coffee, so make sure you use the instant espresso powder. I also have a bottle of coffee liqueur here. I'm going to use 2 tablespoons of coffee liqueur, though that's optional if you don't have that on hand. Kahlua would be nice, but if you don't want to use that, you absolutely don't have to. And then I also have a jar of store-bought hot fudge. If you want to make it from scratch, you can, but I just went with the store-bought stuff. So this recipe is from Joy the Baker magazine. That will be my magazine, my summer magazine. It's out on shelves now. So this recipe is from Joy the Baker magazine, and it's one of my favorites. So I've gone into the prop closet, got a few supplies. I have my KitchenAid stand mixer. I'm going to use this to whip our heavy cream. I also have a medium bowl, a whisk, a spatula, my whisk attachment for the KitchenAid mixer. And then I like to rest and freeze my no-churn ice creams in a bread pan, a 9 by 5 inch loaf pan. So I grabbed one of those as well. And we'll need a can opener for the sweetened condensed milk, but that's it. We can get started. So I'm going to start by opening up my can of sweetened condensed milk. I don't know if you have a dog or a cat in your house, but anytime I use a can opener, my cat Tron thinks that whatever I'm opening is for him. And so you can hear him right next to me demanding this can. Buddy, it's not for you. It's for me. I'm going to pour this can of sweetened condensed milk into my medium bowl. Maybe I should let Tron lick the lid, you know? But that's how the trouble starts. That's how I've created a monster. Okay, so to my can of sweetened condensed milk, I'm gonna add our flavoring. So we'll add 2 tablespoons of our instant espresso. And this is so finely ground freeze-dried espresso that it melts really nicely into the sweetened condensed milk. And then I'm also going to add, did you hear that pop? Ooh, that's good. 2 tablespoons of my coffee liqueur. Gosh, I love this stuff. I feel like I only bake with coffee liqueur. I never really like drink it straight, but I don't know, should I start? That's a question I ask every time I work with coffee liqueur. So I'm gonna give this a stir. Oh my gosh, it looks so luscious coming together. So all of this espresso and coffee liqueur is going to tint that sweetened condensed milk a beautiful tan color. And this is half of the base of our no-churn ice cream. We do need to talk about no-churn ice cream. I feel like I'm burying the lead in the fact that I am giving you your summer superpower. The ability to make ice cream without that like giant ice cream maker. I have to say, not a fan of the at-home ice cream maker. I never have room in my freezer for that bowl. It just like, that's not my reality. And the self-freezing machines are really expensive and they take up a lot of room in the pantry. So once you learn this trick of combining sweetened condensed milk with whipped cream to make very scoopable ice cream, I feel like you will have a superpower. And I don't know if you can hear this behind me, but we're having a summer storm in New Orleans. So it is raining and thundering and quite hot outside, which makes for great ice cream making weather. It's a little spooky, but it's summer, and that's what happens just about every afternoon here in the summertime. Oh, you know what? I got so excited by all of the coffee I was adding to my sweetened condensed milk that I forgot to add the vanilla and the kosher salt. Let's add both the vanilla and the kosher salt to the sweetened condensed milk mixture just to add a little bit of balance to all that sweetness and bitter coffee. So whip that together, just mix it in. Sorry about that. I got distracted by the coffee and the cat. It could happen to anyone. All right, so I have my now coffee-flavored sweetened condensed milk. I'm gonna set this aside. We're gonna let that chill. I'm gonna lick the spatula. And now I'm going to whip my cream cheese and heavy cream, roll my stand into the other half of our sweetened condensed milk, heavy cream, ice cream extravaganza. It's very strange to add such a small amount of cream cheese to whipped cream, but here is the secret. I learned this from Erin McDowell, actually. Cream cheese acts to stabilize whipped cream. It's a little magic trick. So we want to add a little bit of stabilization to the heavy cream that we are whipping, stabilization to the ice cream. So this cream cheese will do the trick. It also has the added bonus of adding a nice little tang. Very subtle, but it's there. Tang from cream cheese. So it adds to the flavor too. I just love it. So I'm going to add my whisk attachment into the bowl and get this mixing cream cheese by itself just to soften around the bowl. I like to mix the cream cheese on its own to spread that cream cheese around the bowl, kind of disperse that thick, though room temperature consistency, because what we're adding next, the heavy cream, is more of a liquid than a solid. So I want the two to come together as amiably as possible. So I'm gonna add about a third of this pint of heavy cream to the cream cheese already inside the bowl. I'm going to turn this on and give it a little whip together just to introduce the two ingredients to one another. All right, the two ingredients have gotten to know one another. The mixture is a little bit lumpy, but that's okay. It'll work itself out. I'm going to add the rest of the pint of heavy cream, and I'm going to whip this to firm, like stiff but soft peaks. You want them to hold their shape, still be soft, not overly aerated. My whipped cream has come to stiff peaks. So much air in this whipped cream. It's nice and fluffy. And now we're going to combine the heavy cream, the whipped cream now, with the sweetened condensed milk mixture. All right, to combine the two, we'll do it in batches because we want the two to come together, but we want to maintain as much of that beautiful aeration we've created in the whipped cream. So we'll fold it in thirds. We'll fold the whipped cream into the sweetened condensed milk mixture in thirds. So I'm going to scoop about a third of this whipped cream on top of my sweetened condensed milk mixture in the medium bowl. I'm using a rubber spatula and I'm going to fold the two together. So to fold ingredients, sometimes people are like, what in the world does that mean? How can I fold a liquid? Literally how? So what I do is I take my rubber spatula and I hold it so the like blade side is facing down. One of the sides of the spatula is facing down like a little blade. And I run the spatula from noon to 6 o'clock. Imagine your bowl is a clock. Noon to 6 o'clock, turn it up towards 9 o'clock and fold it over. If you did that one time, you're like, that did nothing. Well, we're very gently asking these ingredients to come together. I usually rotate the bowl a quarter turn, place my spatula like a blade at 12 o'clock, bring it down to 6 o'clock, up to 9 and fold over. And I do this over and over until the two types of ingredients start to come together. And it's gonna look wonky, it's gonna look soupy, it's gonna look clumpy, but this is a process and we are fully invested, fully present. Don't worry if it looks a little messy. Don't worry if it looks like it'll never come together, because I promise you it will. Think of this part of incorporation as the churning. This is our churning of the ice cream.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
So I have my whipped cream and sweetened condensed milk partially mixed, and I'm going to add another third of my whipped cream into the sweetened condensed milk mixture, and we're going to start folding again. So essentially I'm toppling the coffee sweetened condensed milk up and over the whipped cream, and eventually and very gently it starts to incorporate with the whipped cream while maintaining a lot of that aeration. That aeration is going to keep our ice cream super scoopable when we take it out of the freezer after its rest. So you want to try to maintain as much of that as possible. Of course, there will be some deflation. That's just natural when you're incorporating these two ingredients together. But do your best to keep it fluffy. If there are any like large whipped cream chunks that feel a little stubborn, I kind of just wave the spatula over them to break it up a little bit. All right, I'm going to add my final third with whipped cream. Scrape the bowl. Get the whipped cream into the sweetened condensed milk mixture. It's looking pale tan color and quite fluffy, but I want every bit of this whipped cream as I can get. All right, this is my last set of rolling and folding the whipped cream into the sweetened condensed milk. Oh, it's looking so delicious. The texture is, or the consistency is, rather soupy, but it'll freeze beautifully. So I'm just trying to work out any of those larger whipped cream bits. Just kind of spread them out. Fold them in as best you can. I don't want big pockets of whipped cream. I want it all to be as incorporated as possible. All right, this looks great and it feels very fluffy still. Okay, I'm gonna set this bowl aside, and what I'll need next is my 9x5 inch loaf pan. We're gonna leave this unlined as is, and my store-bought hot fudge. So I'm gonna heat up my hot fudge. I think I'm just gonna microwave it. Take the lid off and microwave it. And I'm gonna swirl this fudge into the loaf pan along with the ice cream base. And wow, I'm already excited. So let me just nuke this real quick. Ooh-wee, okay, the jar is, it's quite hot. The hot fudge is a thick, pourable consistency. So I'm gonna take my loaf pan and start to spoon and pour the ice cream base into the loaf pan. Add about half of it, and then I'm gonna pour in some hot fudge over that. Oh my gosh, this looks so good. Great, just drizzle and pour hot fudge all over this coffee. And then I'm gonna pour the rest of my coffee base over the coffee, over the fudge. Wonderful, get it all in there. Okay, and now I'm gonna top it with more fudge. Why wouldn't I do that? My fudge is sinking a little bit, but that's okay. No matter what it looks like, it's going to taste amazing. All right, off to the freezer with this loaf of ice cream, you guys. I'm going to let this sit in the freezer at least 4 to 6 hours, but I think it's best left overnight. So let's go find some room in the freezer and put it in. So my ice cream has frozen solid. There's not a wiggle. There's not a jiggle to it. I see some fudge ripples on top. And when I scoop into it, I suspect that it's going to be nice, smooth, creamy, scoopable. Let me grab a cone. Oh, they exploded everywhere. Okay, that's fine. We're just going to keep going. I scoop my first scoop of ice cream out of my cone. Oh my gosh, you guys. Let me know how your ice cream came out. I can't wait for you to try this recipe. Thank you for letting me play you a recipe today, friends. We made no churn coffee fudge ripple ice cream together, and it was a blast. You can find me on Instagram at Joy the Baker. You can find me at joythebaker.com, and you can get Joy the Baker magazine, the summer issue, on grocery store shelves now. All right, friends, happy summer. Bye.